Revenge porn is the everyday term for sharing, or threatening to share, an intimate photograph or film of someone without their consent. In England and Wales, it is no longer prosecuted under the old revenge porn law. Since 31 January 2024, it falls under Section 66B of the Sexual Offences Act 2003, inserted by the Online Safety Act 2023. There are four offences. The basic one is summary only and carries up to 6 months, while the three more serious versions are either way offences triable on indictment in the Crown Court, carrying up to 2 years, imprisonment, and an unlimited fine. What is revenge porn? Revenge porn describes the non-consensual sharing of nude, sexual, or otherwise intimate images. It is often committed by an ex-partner, but the law requires no prior relationship. A stranger, a colleague, or someone who has hacked an account commits exactly the same offense. The phrase itself is misleading, and specialists increasingly avoid it. People search for it in many ways: revenge for porn, revengeful porn, image-based abuse, but the conduct rarely involves revenge in any meaningful sense, and the images are not pornography in the commercial sense. The Law Commission, the Crown Prosecution Service, and defense practitioners now use intimate image abuse or image-based sexual abuse. That shift matters legally too. The old offense required proof of a motive, and the current law does not. Is revenge porn a criminal offense in England and Wales? Yes, the governing provision is Section 66B of the Sexual Offences Act 2003, SOA 2003. The previous offence section, 33 of the Criminal Justice and Courts Act, 2015, was repealed when Part 10 of the Online Safety Act, 2023, came into force on 31 January 2024, though it remains available for offences committed before that date. The reform followed the Law Commission's 2022 Intimate Image Abuse Report, which found the old law too narrow. It required proof of an intention to cause distress, so conduct motivated by sexual gratification fell outside it entirely. Section 66B creates four distinct offenses. Provision conduct, what the prosecution must prove. S66B 1. Base offense, sharing an intimate image, no consent and no reasonable belief in consent. No motive required. S66B 2. Sharing to cause alarm, distress, or humiliation, that intent, plus absence of consent. S66B 3. Sharing for sexual gratification, that purpose, plus absence of consent and no reasonable belief in it. S66B 4. Threatening to share, intent that the person fears the threat is carried out, or recklessness as to that. The base offense is the significant change. The prosecution no longer has to prove the defendant intended to cause distress. Sharing without consent is enough. Is revenge porn an indictable offense? The answer depends on which subsection is charged. Section 66B 1 creates a summary offense. Sections 66B 2, 3, and 4 are either way offenses carrying a maximum of 2 years imprisonment and/or an unlimited fine. Indictable offense is often used loosely to mean any offense that can be tried on indictment in the Crown Court. On that broad definition, Sections 66B, 2, 4 qualify because they are triable either way. None of the Section 66B offenses is indictable only, unlike rape or robbery, so no case is obliged to go to the Crown Court. Offense classification, were tried maximum sentence. S66B, 1 summary only, magistrates, court 6 months and or a fine. S66B, 2, either way magistrates or Crown Court 2 years on indictment, unlimited fine. S66B, 3, either way magistrates or Crown Court 2 years on indictment, unlimited fine. S66B, 4, either way magistrates or Crown Court 2 years on indictment, unlimited fine. What counts as an intimate state? The definition in Section 66D is deliberately broad. An image is of a person in an intimate state if it shows, or appears to show, a sexual act, something a reasonable person would consider sexual, exposed genitals, buttocks or breasts, urination or defecation, or associated personal care. Exposed goes further than most people expect. It covers body parts visible through wet or transparent clothing, parts that would be exposed but for underwear, and parts obscured by an object, a body part or digital alteration where the obscured area is no larger than underwear would cover. Downblousing, images are caught. There is one carve-out: an image is not intimate if it shows something of a kind ordinarily seen in public, but breastfeeding is expressly excluded from it. Threats to share intimate images. Section 66B, 4, is often underestimated. Where a person is charged with threatening to share, the prosecution does not have to prove the photograph or film exists, or that it genuinely shows anyone in an intimate state. A bluff can be a criminal offense. The charge frequently arises in domestic abuse cases, alongside controlling or coercive behavior, stalking or harassment. Deepfakes, AI and nudification tools. Two significant expansions took effect during 2026. Creating and requesting deepfakes from 6 February 2026. Section 138 of the Data, Use and Access. Act 2025 inserted sections 66E to 66H into the Sexual Offenses Act 2003. Creating offenses of creating, or requesting the creation of, a purported intimate image of an adult without consent or a reasonable belief in consent. These are summary offenses with a reasonable excuse defense. No sharing is required, and an offense is committed even if the image is never produced. A prompt typed into an image generator can be enough. Nudification tools from 29 June 2026. Section 99 of the Crime and Policing Act 2026 inserted Section 66 ISOA 2003, criminalizing making, adapting, supplying or offering to supply a generator of purported intimate images. Notification requirements apply to anyone convicted under Section 66I and sentenced to at least 12 months imprisonment. Sentencing, the Sex Offenders Register and ancillary orders. A custodial sentence is not inevitable. Courts routinely impose community orders, suspended sentences, or fines depending on culpability, harm, and mitigation. There is no offense-specific sentencing council guideline for Section 66B, so courts apply the general guideline. The consequences that most often concern defendants are the ancillary ones. Notification requirements, the Sex Offenders Register. These do not apply across the board. A person convicted under Section 66B(3), sharing for sexual gratification may be subject to them. The base offense and the intent to distress offense are treated differently. This is why the subsection charged matters enormously. Sexual harm prevention orders, restricting internet and device use. Deprivation orders over devices used to commit the offense, including in deepfake cases. Restraining orders, available on conviction and on acquittal. Defenses and exceptions. Consent or a reasonable belief in consent is the central issue in most cases. Beyond that, reasonable excuse. It is a defense to the base offense to prove a reasonable excuse for sharing. This does not attach to sections 66B, 2, and 3. Public place exception. Section 66 C excludes images taken somewhere the public had access, where the subject had no reasonable expectation of privacy, and was or was believed to be in an intimate state voluntarily. Prior public sharing, where the defendant reasonably believes the image was previously shared publicly with consent. Healthcare and family exceptions, in limited circumstances, to the base offense only. These defenses are fact-sensitive and turn heavily on digital evidence message threads, metadata, account attribution, and device forensics. If you have been accused, arrest or an invitation to a voluntary interview under caution is usually the first sign. Do not delete messages or images. It rarely helps and often makes matters worse, and do not contact the complainant. Get representation before the interview. A solicitor can seek pre-interview disclosure and advise on whether to answer questions, give a prepared statement, or remain silent. Cases involving deepfakes, Cloud backups or shared devices often turn on attribution, where technical challenges to the prosecution case are frequently available. If you are a victim, you have automatic lifelong anonymity. Reporting restrictions apply automatically to offenses under sections 66A, 66B, 1, 4, 66E, and 66F, a gap under the old 2015 law that is now closed. Preserve evidence, screenshots, URLs, usernames, and timestamps before reporting. Report to the police and the platform. Sections 100 and 103 of the Crime and Policing Act, 2026, in force from 29 June 2026, require platforms to remove non-consensual intimate images as soon as reasonably practical and within 48 hours of a report, and require ministers to designate a registry, such as the Revenge Porn Helpline. The Revenge Porn Helpline and StopNCII.org assist with removal independently of any criminal investigation. Where to get help? Two assumptions cause the most damage. The first is that a voluntary interview is informal and does not need a solicitor. The second is that legal advice at the police station has to be paid for. Neither is true. The interview is evidence, and representation at that stage costs nothing. Stuart Miller Solicitors has defended sexual offense and image-based abuse allegations across England and Wales for over three decades, including cases involving deepfakes, shared devices, and disputed consent. We can attend police interviews, make pre-charge representations to the police and CPS, and advise on plea, venue, and mitigation. Contact us for an initial consultation. Frequently asked questions. Is revenge porn a sexual offense or a communications offense? It is now a sexual offense, sitting in the Sexual Offenses Act 2003, which is why victim anonymity and, for Section 66B3, notification requirements apply. Under the repealed 2015 law, it was a communications offense, and victims had no automatic anonymity. Can you go to prison for revenge porn? Yes, the base offense carries up to 6 months. Sections 66B, 2, 4 carry up to 2 years on conviction on indictment. Many cases result in community orders or suspended sentences instead. Does it count if I sent the image to only one person? Yes, sharing with a single recipient is sharing. There is no requirement that the image was posted publicly. Is it illegal to threaten to share images I do not actually have? Yes, Section 66B.4 does not require the image to exist. Is making an AI deepfake of someone a crime? Yes, since 6 February 2026, under Section 66E of the Sexual Offenses Act 2003. Requesting one is a separate offense under Section 66F, even if no image is ever created. Will I go on the sex offenders register? Not automatically. Notification requirements attached to convictions under Section 66B.3 for sharing for sexual gratification, rather than to every Section 66B conviction. Does it matter that the person consented to the photo being taken? No, consent to an image being taken is not consent to it being shared. These are two separate questions in law.